Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Total Skywatcher's Manual Explore the Sky, 29-8, Tips, Tricks, and Skills is a practical, magazine-style guide created under the Astronomical Society of the Pacific, an organization known for astronomy education and public outreach. Rather than treating astronomy as a purely technical science, the book approaches skywatching as a hands-on hobby that anyone can start, whether from a backyard, a balcony, or a dark sky site. It emphasizes quick wins, like learning the night sky's basic patterns, choosing simple gear that matches your goals, and building confidence through repeatable observing routines. Readers can expect bite-sized advice that helps them move from casual stargazing to more purposeful observing, with attention to common challenges such as light pollution, weather, and planning what to see. The overall tone is supportive and skill-based, making the book a useful companion for beginners, while still offering structured ideas and checklists that experienced observers can use to sharpen technique and stay organized. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a skywatching foundation with naked eye skills. A central strength of the book is its focus on fundamentals that do not require expensive equipment. It encourages readers to start with the most powerful tool they already have, their eyes and their ability to notice patterns. This includes learning how the sky moves through the night and across seasons, recognizing the brightest stars and key constellations, and using simple orientation strategies such as identifying cardinal directions and estimating angular distances. The manual-style format supports quick learning, letting readers practice small skills repeatedly until they stick. It also helps demystify common beginner confusion, such as why stars appear to drift, why the moon changes shape, and why some objects are only visible at certain times. By grounding the hobby in repeatable observing habits, the book makes it easier to progress from random glimpses to intentional sessions where you know what you are looking at and why it matters. This foundation improves every later step, from using binoculars effectively to reading sky maps with confidence, and it makes skywatching enjoyable even when conditions are imperfect. Secondly, choosing and using gear without overspending. The book treats equipment as a means to an end, not a prerequisite for participation. It guides readers through practical choices by matching tools to observing goals, such as casual scanning of star fields, detailed looks at the moon, or hunting brighter deep sky objects. Expect clear distinctions between what binoculars do well versus what a telescope adds, along with advice on features that genuinely matter, including stability, ease of setup, and optical quality. A key theme is avoiding frustration by selecting gear you will actually use, since overly complex setups can reduce time at the eyepiece. The manual also highlights supporting items that improve results at low cost, such as red light discipline, comfortable seating, simple star charts, and dew management habits. Just as important, it frames setup and practice as part of skill building, encouraging readers to learn alignment, focusing, and basic maintenance in a calm, stepwise way. This approach helps newcomers avoid common purchasing mistakes and helps experienced observers optimize their kit for convenience, portability, and repeatable performance. Thirdly, planning sessions and finding objects with sky navigation tools. Finding rewarding targets is often the difference between an exciting night and an aimless one, and the book addresses this with practical planning guidance. It emphasizes the value of preparing before you step outside by checking sky conditions, moon phase, and what is well placed in the evening. Readers are taught to use sky maps and planisphere style thinking to locate objects efficiently, then refine the search using recognizable star patterns. This kind of navigation, often called star hopping, turns the sky into a readable landscape rather than a confusing scatter of lights. The manual format supports bite-sized tactics, such as breaking the sky into regions, using bright anchor stars, and working outward to subtler targets. It also acknowledges the realities of modern observing, especially light pollution, by suggesting ways to prioritize objects that survive brighter skies and to seek darker locations when possible. The result is a system that builds momentum, helping readers log more successful observations, learn faster, and develop a personal routine for choosing targets that match their time, location, and equipment. Fourthly, observing the moon, planets, and transient sky events, the book highlights the solar system as the most reliable source of dramatic views, especially for beginners. The moon offers crisp detail with even modest optics, and the manual encourages approaches that make lunar observing more meaningful, such as tracking major features over multiple nights and paying attention to how shadows reveal relief near the terminator. For planets, the emphasis is typically on what is realistically visible through binoculars and common beginner telescopes, and on timing observations when planets are higher in the sky for steadier seeing. Beyond scheduled targets, the book also supports the excitement of transient events such as meteor showers, eclipses, conjunctions, and occasional bright comets. These events can be memorable entry points for families and community groups, and the manual style tips help readers prepare with the right expectations, safety habits for solar events, and simple ways to capture or record what they see. By combining dependable targets with time-sensitive opportunities, the book helps readers stay engaged year-round and feel connected to a sky that is always changing. Lastly, growing from casual stargazing into a lasting, shareable hobby, another important theme is sustainability, how to turn initial curiosity into a hobby that lasts. The book promotes practical habits like keeping observing notes, revisiting objects across seasons, and setting small challenges that build skill without becoming overwhelming. This mindset helps readers measure progress, remember what worked, and notice improvements in their ability to detect faint detail. It also supports community-oriented observing, encouraging readers to share the sky through informal outreach, group observing nights, or local astronomy clubs, where learning accelerates and motivation stays high. The Astronomical Society of the Pacific Connection signals an educational approach, with an emphasis on responsible observing, accessibility, and curiosity-driven learning. The manual style makes it easy to dip in for quick advice, then return later for the next skill to practice. Over time, these small steps can lead to more ambitious goals such as deeper sky observing, basic astrophotography, or participation in citizen science projects. The topic ultimately reinforces that astronomy is not just information, it is an experience that becomes richer with routine, patience, and shared enthusiasm. In conclusion, this book is well suited for beginners who want clear, actionable guidance without being buried in math or technical jargon, as well as casual stargazers who own binoculars or an entry-level telescope and want to get more out of them. It also works for parents, educators, and scout leaders who need ready-to-use ideas for safe, rewarding nights under the sky. The main life benefit is confidence by teaching small, repeatable skills. It helps readers replace uncertainty with a sense of direction, so time outside becomes more purposeful and relaxing. It can also deepen mindfulness and curiosity, since careful observing trains attention and encourages regular time outdoors. Compared with many astronomy books that are either glossy object catalogs or highly technical guides, this manual-style format stands out for its practicality and breadth. The tips and skill-oriented structure make it easy to find immediate help for common problems like planning, light pollution, or equipment choices, while still offering a path for long-term growth. If you want a single, approachable reference that supports both quick wins and steady progression, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Astronomical Society of the Pacific, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.